The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors decided Tuesday to delay a decision about strengthening the county's law enforcement watchdog agency. The board heard about an hour of public comment at this week's meeting. The vast majority of speakers were in favor of putting an ordinance on the November ballot that would expand law enforcement transparency and oversight. KRCB's Adia White reports.
The Evelyn Cheatham Ordinance is intended to strengthen the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, or IOLERO, which is the civilian oversight board for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. Among other things, the ordinance would guarantee that the budget for the office be at least 1% of what the Sheriff's Office receives. It would also require the Sheriff's Office to turn over all dashcam footage and other evidence, and allow the committee to independently conduct investigations into alleged wrongdoing. The pandemic halted efforts to collect enough signatures to put the ordinance on the ballot as written. Proponents are now asking the Board of Supervisors to place this on the November ballot, something that they have the power to do.
My name is Delashay Carmona Benson. As a person of color, we are sick of asking to matter. The ordinance should be unchanged and put on the ballot. The injustices in this county must end. Lives must matter. Our votes aren't just ballots. They are voices. The people have spoken.
This week's agenda item didn't allow for the board to approve the ordinance for the ballot. Instead, it proposed developing an ad hoc committee that would do community outreach and revise the ordinance based on feedback. Commenters were largely opposed to this idea and expressed concern it would water down the original intent. Here's Colleen O'Neill.
I think the fact that the Sheriff's Department has failed to cooperate with the existing IOLERO and the fact that this committee is somewhat weighted in favor of law enforcement affects the credibility of this committee. Consequently, the best road forward is to put the ordinance on the ballot.
Commenters also expressed frustration about the delay in hearing the issue, saying the board should have analyzed the ordinance and put it up for a vote sooner. Here's Omar Paz.
Please use the work that has already been done to make a decision and stop asking us to come to meetings, stop asking us to participate in things that we've already given our opinion on. I urge you to adopt the ordinance as is and to put it on the fall ballot or vote on it as a board.
Supervisor Shirley Zane agreed with aspects of the sentiment.
This ordinance has been out there for a long time. I think the fact that we have yet to do a thorough analysis of it gives the community the wrong messages.
Supervisor David Rabbit argued in favor of creating an ad hoc committee and seeking more community input before moving forward.
I'll be honest, I don't know why we would want to cut off discussion or not expand the discussion on whatever it is that we're bringing forward. When I hear things like, you must do this as is, unchanged, unaltered, it reminds me of the discussions that are going on back in Washington, D.C. by the administration. And I don't think that's where what we want to replicate.
At the end of the discussion, only Supervisors Shirley Zane and Linda Hopkins expressed support for voting to place the initiative on the November ballot as it's written. The majority of supervisors decided to hold off any decision until August 4th. Public comment will be open again on the 4th when supervisors must decide whether to further review the ordinance, place it on the ballot, or adopt its recommendations without sending it to a vote. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
To learn more about the Evelyn Cheatham Ordinance, the community leader who it's named after, and the Independent Office for Law Enforcement and Oversight, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.